Felicia McMillan's son, Elijah, was born a month early with an intestinal infection. As we talk in the hallway, he's now in his fourth surgery.
The first surgery, he lost so much blood. Like, they came down and gave us the, oh, your baby might die talk. And that, I didn't even know. I'm going to tell you this. From a mom's standpoint, it's like being on a roller coaster.
But McMillan says there are a few things that this hospital, C.S. Mott Children's in Ann Arbor, is doing to make this roller coaster ride just a little smoother.
Aiden, the little boy with the watermelon.
I love that one.
That's like my favorite picture.
Aiden is one of the many kids whose pictures hang on the wall here in the newborn intensive care unit. They are all of kids who were treated here, graduates as they call them. Each kid is in two shots side by side. The first one is black and white when they're preemies or sick babies, tiny and shriveled and hooked up to tubes. But next to those are these big sunny portraits of the same kid, 3, 5, even 30 years later, shooting hoops or riding a horse or, in Aiden's case, stuffing his little face with watermelon. Felicia McMillan loves this wall.
It gives me hope.
Maybe soon there will be an Elijah photo.
Exactly. If they ask for one, I'm definitely going to get one. Definitely going to get one.
One thing that hospitals have learned about the patient experience, transitions can be especially hard. Which is why you'll notice that the entire hallway that kids take on their way into surgery is a giant mural.
And it's so distracting because we've been in this hospital environment, and then they come to the mural and say, wow, find the ferry door, and then they find the ferry door, and then what else do you see?
Ellen Johnson is a nurse at C.S. Mott. She's talking about the larger-than-life mural on the walls here. It's of the Huron River, and it's underwater, hyper-realistic scene of fish and frogs darting in and out of lily pads. And when you look up, which you kind of have to do when you're laying on a gurney, you see the surface of the river, with a kayak passing by overhead and a duck's feet paddling. While I'm talking with Johnson, another nurse rolls a patient into surgery. It's hard to hear, but what the nurse is telling the girl is, okay, we're going to go for a ride. I want you to tell me if you can see the ferry door. How many fish can you spot?
All right, so here comes the wall. Just want you to tell me.
This kind of momentary distraction the wall can bring, it can seem really minor. But it can give kids a break, just for a second, from doing what they're stuck with the rest of the day, which is being a sick kid.
There was a 3D metal lizard, and it really caught my eye, and I was like, how'd they make that? And they took it off the wall and let me hold it and flip it over and stuff, and it was really cool.
This is 15-year-old Xander.
Xander Olbercook, and I had surgery for craniopharyngioma, which is a brain tumor, on January 22nd. I'm in physical therapy, occupational therapy, recreational therapy, art therapy.
Xander, needless to say, has spent his fair share of time in hospitals. His prognosis is good right now, and he and his high school are raising money for art at C.S. Mott. They want to add to the big mural, maybe get some more eye-catching stuff aimed at kids.
Even if it's just to get blood drawn, those needles hurt. And if they're looking at the giant canoer, that kind of thing, it's just awesome.
And maybe that'll give another sick kid a few moments to just be a kid. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.